Today she is Masechta Menachos Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We begin the Gemara Tanan Hashem. The Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us Perek Vav Mishnah Hey that Shlosh Asher Shofres, there were 13 pushkas, 13 boxes that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. They were formed like a shofar, meaning they were in a semicircle, wide on the bottom and narrow on top. The reason they were made that way is because of Chas V'Shalom, somebody wants to maybe take something out from the pushko, even Chas V'Shalom, that is not his intention. Nobody has an intention to steal, but one seeing him put his hands into the pushko might come to assume that somebody's chas v'shalom taking something out from the pushka, which of course is not permissible. So therefore, they built it, they made it in a way that you could easily drop a coin in there, as we'll see, but not take money out. And as we're going to learn, each one of these shofars had a specific purpose, as the Gemara is going to speak about quite extensively. And shisha, 6 of them, nadova, they would take from those pushkas for oilus kates and mizbeach, as we've mentioned in previous shurim, in the base, they never wanted to have a situation in the base of Mikdash where they did not have, that the mizbeach was not in use. So if there was nobody bringing any kabbonis, they brought the oilus kates and mizbeach, which is carbon oil that was brought to be there to be used at the base of Migdal if nothing else is happening, and 6 of them with that purpose. Says the Gemara, connect me, what do these 6 pushkas correspond to? Simen kamaf shah. So says the Gemara, Amachiskiya, connect shisha bati avos kohanim. We know the kohanim were divided into mishmairis every week of the year. There were 24 mishmeres. Every one of those 24 weeks, a different mishmer did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And each mishmer had a different day of the week. The mishmeres were divided into bati av. And every day of the week, there was a different Beis av that did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Gemara that these six pushkas, correspond to those 6 that they have that are working. And the reason it was divided that way, because Chazal instituted that it should be divided that way, every Beis Av took the iris of, we know when the carbon oil is brought, as we mentioned, the hide of the carbon oil is given to the Kohanim of that day. So if on a certain day they're going to have the pushka full of money that they're going to buy with it, the oilus kates hamizbeach, and that is going to be a dispute, who should get those kabonis, which Kohanim should get those hides. So every day of the week, the people who were putting money into that pushka were, that money was used for the iris of the, was used, those Kohanim got it. And there's a very interesting pshat that many Rishonim point out. Because as we said earlier in our shir, it just because the money was deposited into the pushka that day doesn't mean that it was needed that day. It only needed when there's no other kabbonis available. So what happens if there was a decent amount of money put into the pushka today? But today they're busy enough with kabbonis that people are bringing that they didn't bring any oilus kates mizbeach. So they're going to bring the oilus kates mizbeach on another day when it will be necessary. The point of these pushkas was that even if the actual kabbonis were brought on a different day, the hides of the kabbonis were given to the Kohanim of that day. That's the way most Rishonim learn. There are other Rishonim that say that it doesn't really make sense that if different Kahanim were the ones that brought the Kabbonis, one Kohen should do the avoid the bringing the carbon, and a different Kohen should get the iris. But the main point here of the Gemara was they came up with this solution because they wanted to create a situation of shalom. And because they wanted to have a case of shalom, that's why they came up with this approach. And I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, indeed, this has a very interesting question. He says there's a shul that has two minyanim every Shabbos. There's an early minyan at 7 a.m. and there's another minyan at 9 a.m. And they sell seats in the shul, but the seats that are sold in the shul are sold to different people, meaning that the people who daven at the 7 o'clock minyan don't daven in the 9 o'clock minyan, and they could sell the same seat for somebody who is davening at the 7 o'clock minyan will get his seat at that minyan, and somebody who's davening at the 9 o'clock minyan will get his seat at the 9 o'clock, will get his seat at the 9 o'clock minyan. But there are times, particularly Shavuos in the morning, where they all daven at the same time. Everybody davens v'sikin. They're up at 9 and daven v'sikin. Not as only one minyan. And now the question is, both of these individuals say that this seat belongs to me. What should we do? So he quotes a Shari Tshuva in Siman Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph, Sifkaten Aleph, who brings down upon him Iris, where there was a shul that when it came to people who are about to Keya on Rosh Hashanah, again, one person had the chazakah to blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the other person had the chazakah to blow it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And now on Rosh Hashanah, the first day fell on Shabbos, so we're only going to have one day of Tekiyah Shofar. Who should be the one to blow? And there's an argument in either direction. The person always blows the first day, says, this year is the first day of blowing shofar, is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The person always blows on the second day, says, the second day belongs to me. So we have this dispute, and he says that actually the Panamira says that the person who blows every year on the second day of Rosh Hashanah should be the one to blow the shofar this year on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. He says, why? He says, because when they made the original division, that this person will blow on the first day and this person will blow on the second day, each one of them realized there's a plus to the day he's blowing. The one that's blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah recognizes that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the more significant. It's the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he gets the schus to blow on that day. But he also recognizes that it's possible that he won't blow at all, because as we just said, there are years that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. On the other hand, the person who has the chazakah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he on one hand accepted to blow the second day, which is not as significant as the first day, but he also knew that the second day of Rosh Hashanah can never fall on Shabbos. And since the second day of Rosh Hashanah can never fall on Shabbos, what he took is that he knew he'll always blow. So therefore, that case, the Parameter says, the person who has the chazakah on the second day should be the one to blow. However, that is not the same as this situation. Here, it's not, indeed, the Chashukei Chemed suggests, that if you had a situation where the shul all decided that today we're only davening at 7 o'clock, or they all decided that we're only davening at 9 o'clock, so then he says it wouldn't be much of a shaila. What would be the halacha? He says the halacha would actually be that whoever has the chazakah for the 7 o'clock minyan is the one that gets the seat, whoever has the chazakah for the 9 o'clock minyan is the one that has the seat. But here we're referring, he says, to a situation where there's a new tefillah. And since there's a new tefillah, then what's the halacha? So he then wants to suggest, what would be if somebody has bought a seat, has a chazakah on a seat for a tefillah, as we're learning now, a 7 o'clock minyan or a 9 o'clock minyan. And what happened is there's a drasha, there's a speech being given in the shul. Does that have, does the person who has a chazaka on a seat also have the chazaka for the drasha? And he wants to suggest that a chazaka on the seat for davening does not give you a chazaka on the seat for the drasha. It's a whole new situation. And here too, he says that this is a new minyan. It's not the first minyan. It's not the 7 o'clock minyan. It's not the 9 o'clock minyan. It's the Vesikin minyan. It's an entirely new minyan. And therefore, he says that neither of them has a necessarily strong halakha claim, because it's an entirely new situation. And then he says, and that's what our Gemara taught us, that when you have a situation such as this, where we have a dispute, well, the right thing to do is to figure out a way to make shalom. The Ziri Amar, he says, what do these six pushkas represent? These are different types of animals that could be brought as an adava. So if somebody had the obligation to bring a par, he puts the money into the par pushka, and so on. Says the Gemara, according to this, Rebbe He, this Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim, according to this interpretation of what the pushkas were used, is very much in line with what we've been learning in our shiurim, the opinion of Rebbe, the Omer Katan Ve'evi Gadol Layotza. And therefore, that if you said you're going to bring a certain type of carbon, you may not bring a different type of carbon. And since you can't bring a different type of carbon, you have to be very clear in what you accepted upon yourself as bringing, and use that pushka for that purpose. About Padama, continues the Gemara, but Pada's opinion is that what were these six pushkas for? Kenegad Aparim, Ve'elim, Ve'akvas, Ve'asirim. They were made for Moiser. We have discussed the concept of Moiser previous in our shir, that if somebody segregated a certain type of animal for his carbon, and then that carbon got lost, and then he designated a second animal, and then he found the first animal, that the halacha is that the first animal should be wait till he comes about mum, sold, and the money should be put into a shofar of that type of animal. That means if the animal that was lost and then found was a par, we would wait till it becomes a balmum and put the money that we get and selling it into the pushka that's called par. And the same thing goes for every type of animal, an isle, a kevis, etc. Vamoisris, that's for four pushkas. Again, for the par, isle, kevis, and sawyer. Vamoisris, what was the fifth pushka? Somebody designated money to buy a carbon, and now the price of animals went down. So he has leftover money. And that leftover money is Moisris Vamor. And the sixth pushka is for the Kalban. As we've discussed many times, when somebody gave a Maxis a shekel, he had to add a Kalban. And actually, in discussing the Kalban, there's two examples of the Kalban. One example of the Kalban, as we just said, because there was an exchange rate involved in paying for the extra for the kalban, for making the machzor shekel, exchanging them into full shkolim. They didn't want that the base of Migdosh should have to take on that expense, so they added a kalban. Everybody had to add a kalban. That's one type of situation. The other type of situation is that if two people gave their shekel together. In other words, there were two obligations of a machzor shekel, and each person gave two people joined together to give a machzor shekel, give one shekel to cover the two of them. Even in such a situation, there was a kalban, because they always wanted that, Chazal wanted that there should always be a kalban donated. Now, there's a very big discussion here in the Rishonim. Where does the kalban money go? Our Gemara is clearly indicating that the kalban money goes into this pushka that's used for oilus keitz hamizbeach. But actually, the Rishonim say that in the second case that we just mentioned, in the case where a kalben, where two people gave a shekel together. So there's really no need to cover an exchange rate fee. That kalben should not be treated as the machzor shekel. And since that kalben should not be treated that it has to be treated like a machzor shekel, that is the kalben that our Gemara just said should be used for the pushka for the oilus keitzim mizbeach. But when somebody gives a machzor shekel, and as we said that the halacha is that you have to add a kalben for the exchange rate, that machzor shekel, most Rishonim of the opinion, that kalben should be given into the same place as all the machzor shekel money is given. There are other Rishonim that say that certainly the first example that we just discussed of the partners, that the kalben money is given to the pushka for oilus keitz mizbeach, but they suggest that even the case that we just mentioned, where they're doing it, each one is giving his own machzor shekel and adding a kalben, that even that kalben is given to the pushka for oilus keitz mizbeach. So now we've had different opinions in our Gemara what these pushkas are used for. And what the Gemara now will I try to identify is why does every opinion not hold like the other opinion? It says, Ma'akul Chizkiya Amri, all the Amoraim do not agree with Chizkiya is to avoid the dispute amongst the Kohanim. It says, they're not concerned that there's going to be this type of dispute amongst the Kohanim. The Kochad V'chad, Yamekavid, when a Kohen does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara, they're well aware that they're divided into different mishmairis, they're divided into different batei av, and every mishma, every Beis Av has his own day, and it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be an equal division. Rabbi Yochanan Amri, they didn't want to agree with Rabbi Yochanan that they want to agree with Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan said they were worried there'd be too much money, the money would get ruined. Because in those days, the way money was viewed, money was viewed as the coinage had its own intrinsic value, and if they get ruined, they're not as valuable. Because lapusha lechshina, we don't have to be concerned about that. Kazira Amri, they didn't want to say like Ziri that they had six pushkas and for every animal a different pushka. Says the Gemara, as we explained, that opinion is, and that's how it came into our sugya, that opinion is based on following the opinion of Rebbe. The Gemara is saying that it's difficult to accept that we're trying to follow the opinion of Rebbe, which is not the halacha. Kebab Padi Namale Amri, they didn't want to explain like Padi, says the Gemara, that was used for the Moisris, because they hold Kuli Nami Moisris. Everything was Moisris, and they don't agree that each type of Moisir should have to have its own pushka. Lama, what about the Ma? He says, because he's of the opinion, the Shakli Asla, that the Ma is not used for Moisris, it's not used for Oilus Keitz Mizbeach, it's used for the Shkolim itself. The Tanya, Lechen Kalben Zeh Hoylech L'Shkolim, Devei Rebbe, Rebbe Lezoymer, L'Nadova. Says the Gemara Shmuel, the Gemara now brings other opinions about these different pushkas. Shmuel Amar Kenegem Moisir Chattis. They were brought to buy a Karben Chattis. What happened again here was that somebody designated money to buy a Karben Chattis, assuming that this was the cost of animals, and then the price of animals dropped. The halacha is that leftover money should go into one pushka. Moisir Asham is again similar. Somebody designated money for a Karben Asham, and then that money, and then he had more money. And then the next case is Moisir Asham Nazir. Somebody designated money for a Nazir that he finished his Naziris. Or Moisir Asham Mitzayra. And the fourth Pushka was if somebody designated money Mitzayra for his Asham and he has leftover money. And the halacha is that you can't mix the money of an Asham and a Nazir, of an Asham, Nazir, and Mitzayra together with other Karben Asham, which Dada Kaifa Karim Osham are Sham Gzelesim Elis. The Osham Nozim Etzera, the animal that was brought, was a Keves Ben Shana. And for regular Osham, the animal that's brought is a Keves Ben Shnai, which is Ben Shnai Atayim, 2 years, which is Ayel. So that's why the regular Oshams can't be mixed with the Osham Nozim and Osham Etzera. Furthermore, explains Rashi, we can't mix the Osham Mitzayra of Osham Nazir, even though it's the same type of animal, Kvasa B'nei Shana, because the purpose of the Osham Nazir is here, that who brings the Osham Nazir? A Nazir who became Tameh. That we know what Halacha is, that if a Nazir becomes Tameh, he forfeits the days he kept, and he has to be Matar himself and start all over, but first he has to bring an Osham Nazir. That Osham Nazir, that the blood of that is not put on his toe and right toe and right ear, doesn't have nesachim. Osham Etzera, the blood is put on the right ear and right toe and right thumb of the Etzera and requires nesachim. And it is for a different purpose. The Osham Nazir is a carbon Osham which is here to affect a kapara. The Osham Etzera is here that this person can now be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat kachim. So since they're so very different, they can't be mixed up. If somebody has to bring a mechus chayta, again, a halacha that we've discussed quite extensively in our Masechta, mechus chayta is the carbon oil of a yorid, that by certain averis we look at the person's financial status. If he could afford it, he brings an animal as a carbon chatas. If he can't afford that, then he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. And the carbon mincha, again, there's money that was designated under the assumption that that's the amount of money that's needed for this mincha. And then what happened was he designated more money than was needed. So that is the minchas mois minchas chayta or mois asiris hefesh a kohen gadol. We've discussed in our masechta that the kohen gadol has to bring every day chavite kohen gadol machtzis ba'boker machtzisay berabayim, and the halacha is that if he has leftover money, that's put into that pushka. Rabbi Yishai says the six pushkas are connected Maisa Chattas, Maisa Osham, Maisa Osham Nazir, Maisa Osham Mitzayra, Maisa Kinim. If somebody has to bring two birds, a pair of birds for a carbon, and he has leftover money, and the sixth one is from Maisa Mechas Chayta. Ask the Gemara, V'shmul Mai Tamaloyama, Rabbi Yishai, why doesn't Shmuel have a pushka for Maisa Kinim? Answers the Gemara, Kinim Tanale Reisha. They already mentioned in the Reisha of that Mishnah, that there was a separate pushka for Kinim. And since Kinim was already mentioned, there doesn't need two pushkas for Kinim. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Oisha Tani V'loi Tani Kinim. The Rebbe Oisha learned that Mishnah, asked the Gemara, and not know that that Mishnah says already that there was a pushka for Kinim. V'tani Rebbe Oisha, says the Gemara, Rebbe Oisha mentions a brisa. There's a brisa in the name of Roshia, and that brisa clearly indicated that Roshia said already that there was a separate pushka for Kinim. Answers the Gemara, yes, there was a pushka Kinim, which means that if somebody is obligated to bring a carbon of two birds, he put the money into that pushka. That's Chadl Kinim. And there's another pushka for Moise Kinim, and therefore there was a need for two separate pushkas. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't he hold, like Shmuel said, that there was a pushka for Meiser Chavite Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, because his opinion is, Savala, Commander Omar, he follows the opinion that says that Meiser Shasirus Eifish al Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol had extra money, the halacha is that Yirkov, we have to just let it rat. They didn't use it for Nidvas Tzibur, because the halacha is that you should not be used that for it only nidvas tzibur moitz oilus ketzim is beach. He holds comes from a chatas and ashram, not from this. As the Brisa teaches us, the Tanya, Moisa Minchas Nadova, Moisa Mincha Nadova, Moisa Mincha Yerkav. So says the Brisa. Ask the Mara, what is this Brisa saying? Most difficult Brisa. First it says it's a Nadova, then it says Yerkav. Amar Rav Chizda HaKama, Moisa Minchas Nadova. As we mentioned a few moments ago, if there's less over money, for money that was designated for Minchas Chayta, it should be brought as a Nadova. However, Moisa Sirius Eifish HaKayin Gadol, that is not brought as a Nadova, that's Yerkav. Says the Gemara, Rava disagrees with Rav Chizda. Rava Mafil Moisa Sirius Eifish HaKayin Gadol, Nami Nadova. What's the case of Yerkav? Says the Gemara, Moisa Lachme Taida. We know, as we've learned in our Masechta, that with every carbon taida, there were 40 loaves that were brought along. And the halach is that if there's leftover money that was designated for these loaves, the halach is that it should not be used for oilus ketz mizbech, it should be left to spoil. Says the Gemara, this machloikis, what is done with the maisa chavite kain gadol, says the Gemara, is a machloikis that we found elsewhere. Says the Gemara, because we learned, Maisa Asiris Eifish Kohen Gadol, if there's leftover money from what the Kohen Gadol designated for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nadava goes for Nadava, Rabbi Lezer Amar Yerkav. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Gemara asks on the opinion that says that Maisa Chavite Gadol Yerkav, the Mishnah says in Mesuch the Shkolim, Maisa Shkolim. If somebody took money, and he said, this money I'm using for machzis a shekel. And then he realizes that the money that he took is more than a machzis a shekel, l'chulin. That extra money goes to chulin. Because this person never intended to give more than a machzis a shekel, as we were mentioning in our shir. That's what the Torah requires. The Torah requires a machzis a shekel. So this person had a mind to give a machzis a shekel, and anything more, he had no intention it should be kaidish. Maisa siris eifa, maisa kinezavim, kinezavim, kineyaldis. These are all examples of people who bring a pair of birds. Chatas v'shalomis, all of them Israel and the dover. My love, doesn't, when it says maisa siris eifa, doesn't it mean maisa siris eifa shekoyin gadol? So clearly we see that the halacha is a ghost in the dover, not like Rabbi Lazo just said Yerkav. Says Marloi, says the Gemara, what is being referred to here in this Braisa is the Moisa Meches Chayta. Says the Gemara, Amr Avnachem Berav Yitzchak, Mistabra command Amr, it makes sense to follow the opinion that holds that Moisa Sirius Eifish Akoin Godel Yerkav. Why the Tanya? The Braisa, when it speaks about the Meches Chayta, says regarding that carbon, La Yosma La Shemen, the Layitin Ala Levoina, Kichatasi. Says the Gemara, what we learn from this pasuk with the word chi at the end is Amr Rabbi Yehuda, he, the minchas chayta is kruya chatas, and therefore we don't put a levon on it. Veina cheres kruya chatas. But a different type of mincha is not called a chatas, even though it's an obligatory mincha. What does that mean? Limanas sirus aifish kain godl. When we speak about the sirus aifish kain godl, that even though it's similar, that we're obligated to bring it any kruya chatas and tuna levina, just like all other carbon milchas, it requires levina. And says the Gemara, going back to something we mentioned earlier, mida any kruya chatas, if it's not called a chatas, therefore a chatas, the halach is that the moisser of a chatas is brought for oilus ketz and mizbeach. But the moisser of this is yirkav, left to become spoiled. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says, shor ze oila, somebody designated a certain carbon as an oil, animals and oil in the staff. Says the Gemara, now it became a balmum. So we can't obviously use this animal for carbon. So we sell it. And now we have proceeds. The halach is emroitz yovah b'dov b'shnayim. He could bring two animals. It's not the same as when we learned in our previous year, where somebody said that he's going to bring one animal at a certain value, that the halach is, you can't bring two. If somebody said, Shnei Shvarim Eul Oila, these two animals that I am designated should be brought as a carbon oiler. V'nestavu, and then both of these animals became balmum. So he sells them, gets the proceeds, and the halacha is right to Yavu b'demayim echad. He could now just buy one animal. For Rabbi Oyser, he says you shouldn't do that. He says you should not bring one animal in the place of two, or two animals in the place of one. But he will hold that if he did so, the halacha is it's acceptable. Why? Because as we often discuss in our shiurim, when one designates something as a carbon, there are two ways of designating, neder and nedava. And the difference is it hare zu or hare alai? If somebody says hare zu, then something then happens to the animal that was designated, then that there's no responsibility to make it up. Whereas if somebody said hare alai, so he took personal responsibility. And if something were to happen to the animal that was designated, you need to make it up. You have a chrayis. You have to bring another animal. That's the way to understand this Mishnah. In the case that we're learning in our Mishnah, this individual said, hooray, he designated these animals. And these animals became a balmum. So according to the letter of the law, the halacha is he doesn't have to bring any carbon. Because he said, elu, he said these two animals. These two animals became balimum. Since they became balimum, they're no longer usable. And if they are no longer usable, we have no response. The person who made the donation has no responsibility to make it up. This individual of our Mishnah chose to make it up. So Rabbi Yossi is telling us what is the proper way of making it up. The proper way of making it up is to do as you originally took upon yourself. But since technically, as we just explained, you really don't have to make it up altogether. Since you really don't have to make it up altogether, if you didn't do it the way you originally said, it'll be fine. If somebody said, he designated a certain aisle to become an oil of in the staff, and it became Bamum. So the halacha is right, and now he sells that animal that became Bamum to bring another animal. The halacha is Emroitza. Even though the original animal he designated was an oil, he cannot bring a kevis. Or kevis a oila. If he said that this kevis should be an oil, and the stavin became a balmum, the loch is a mreitzer yovah b'dam of oil. Rabbi Omer, he should chatchila, again the same concept. Since he designated a specific animal, something happened to that animal. Technically, he doesn't really have to make it up. But if he's making it up, he should duplicate what he did originally. Says the Gemara, that if somebody, the Mishnah began, if somebody said, Shorza Oila, and it became a Bamum, and he redeemed it, he could bring two animals. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, but have we not learned in our previous year, Vamit Resha, if somebody said, I'm obligating myself, Haima Reilai Lahavi Shorba Mona, obligated himself to bring an animal ashore for a mana, and instead of bringing one animal, he brought shnai b'mana lo yotza. So why in our Mishnah does it say that you can bring two animals? Says the Gemara, because our Mishnah is referring to a case, as we've been explaining, shor zeh. Since he designated a specific animal, the halacha is that if that animal becomes balmum, technically he carries no responsibility. So his obligation ended. So whatever he'll do now is a new obligation and has nothing to do with the original obligation. Whereas in the previous Mishnah, he didn't say shor zu, he said hare alai. By saying hare alai, what this person actually said, I carry this obligation. And therefore, even if he designated an animal, and something happens to that animal, he has to replace and do what he said, and therefore he can't deviate. If the Mishnah continued, if somebody said, Shnei Shvarim Elu Oilav and Estavu, Rotz Yavadav Meim Echav Rebbe Oyser, says the Gemara, my Tama, what is the reason for Rebbe who holds that you should not, that if you said two, you should not bring one instead. Mishum Davale God of Avikotin. He says that when you're bringing one instead of two, it's like similar to what we discussed in the previous year, where somebody took upon himself to bring a big animal and brought a small animal. And even though, as we've been explaining, Afgavdin staff, in the case of our Mishnah, the animal became Bamum. And since the animal became Bamum, that ended his obligation. Still, L'chatchil L'shari Rebbe, Rebbe wants you to duplicate what you said at the beginning, do what you did at the beginning. Says the Gemara, if that's the understanding of Rebbe, so L'fagnami B'resha, so then he should disagree even the Resha, where that when somebody said, even in the Resha, when he said Shaza Oila, that he's not allowed to bring two other animals instead, that even though the obligation ended, as we were learning, we want it to be similar to what it was originally. Answers the Gemara indeed. Rebbe Akula Milsapolog. Rebbe's arguing on the entire Mishnah. The Natal Rabbanan da Mafki Masayu, but the way the Mishnah was structured is that he let the Rabbanan speak about their various situations, and then Father Miflik Palayu, and he says, I disagree in all situations. Teda, says the Gemara, that's the right way of learning. The Tani, the Mishnah said, Aiza Oilov in the staff, and Rotsu Yovidom of Kevis. Kevis Zela Oilov, and vice versa, somebody says, I'm giving a Kevis in the staff, Rotsu Yovidom of Isle. For Rebbe, Oiser, Rebbe says, you should always do what you said originally. Shmaminov, we see that Rebbe's arguing in all the cases. Iboilahu. So ask the Gemara, if somebody said, Mina Lamina Mai, if somebody said Sharza Oilo and it became Balmum, may he bring a different type of animal? Says the Gemara, Toshma. The Brisa says, Sharza Oilo, if somebody designated a certain animal, a certain shore as an Oilo, Vinastav, and then that shore became Balmum, Layovi Bidom of Isle, because it's too small. Ava maybe Bidom of Shnei Elam. Two Elam that have the same value as one shore may be brought. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says that don't bring two Elim, even if they're equal to the value of the shor, l'fishein beila. You have to bring two menachas. You can't bring two menachas in one keli, and therefore it doesn't look right because there's a confusion here. This person originally donated one animal. One animal comes with one nechas nesachim. Now when he's buying two animals instead of the one animal, each animal will have to have its own Michas Nesachim. And it will look as if he's not fulfilling his original obligation. Shmamino, from here we see that according to Rabbanon, who disagree with Rebbe, that this person originally took upon himself to bring a shor, but he could bring an Elim instead. Shmamino, that we could go from one type of animal to another type of animal. Ask the Gemara Yochi, my area, Trey, why did the Rabbanan say you could bring two? Afilu chad nami, even one aisle should be able to be replaced. Because, as we've been learning in our Mishnah, does Nestav Rabbanan, our Mishnah says if you designate an animal, it becomes Bamum. The Rabbanan say what you bring instead, you could bring anything you want, we learned in our Mishnah, instead. Answers the Gemara, so according to our Mishnah, you shouldn't have to bring two animals. Answers the Gemara, Trey Tanoi Avaliv the Rabbanan. There's a Machloikis Amaroyim, what is the opinion of the Rabbanan? The Mishnah, the Gemara now explains Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Oysa Lafish Ein Bila. So explains the Gemara, what is Rebbe's concern? Tama Dain Bila. Well, we're going to have two Kabbim Mincha instead of one Kabbim Mincha. If we wouldn't have that concern, it seems, Hayesh Bila, Shari, that we wouldn't have a problem. For Tanan, haven't we learned in our Mishnah, there are aisles that oil of in the staff, Rotsu Yavah B'dam is Keves, if the Rabbanon hold, you could bring a Keves instead of the aisle. Keves that oil of in the staff, Yavah B'dam of aisle. Rebbe, Oyser, Rebbe says, that even in a place where you're just going to bring one animal, Rebbe's still concerned that you shouldn't bring a different type of animal instead. And nothing to do with 2 verses 1 or 1 verses 2. Just don't bring a different type of animal, according to Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Trey Tanoi Aliva, the Rebbe, there's a Machlok Tanoim, how to understand the opinion of Rebbe. Is it only because it's a different type of animal, or is he also concerned because of a different type of mincha? We learned in the Braisa, over Tahirim, if you have an animal that didn't become a mum, if somebody promised to bring an eagle and brings a par instead, or somebody promised to bring a kevis and he brings an isle instead, yotza. Why? Because Tamak Rabbanon, that follows the opinion of the Rabbanon that we have also been learning, that the opinion of the Rabbanon is that if somebody promised to bring a cotton, a small animal, and instead the heavy godl, a big animal, it's acceptable. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said Sharza Oila, and the animal became Bamum, the Loch is Rots, and then he sells it, he could bring with that money Rots Yavid Bedom of Shnaim. To which the Gemara comments, Amar of Menashe Bar Zvid, Amar Rav, Loishana Amar Sharzu Oila. So since he designated it as Sharza, as we've been learning in our Shir, when this animal becomes Bamum, my obligation ends. And since at that point my obligation ends, whatever I do instead is entirely a new obligation. And therefore, Aval Omashe Ze Olai Olam. So it became a personal obligation as a chrayas, hookful, and he asked, and therefore, since he was Makabal chrayas, he has to fulfill his original obligation. But it says the Gemara, who says that the obligation of a lie was meant to bring upon himself a chrayas, that if something happens to this animal, he has to replace it. Maybe all he meant to say was, "Vaduma olai lavia kamar." He didn't mean that I'm taking on responsibility. If something happens to this animal, I have to do what I said I'm going to do. Maybe what he meant to say was, "Olai lavia kamar," that I am going to do whatever it does to fulfill my obligation, but not that I have to take a chrayas. Therefore, says the Gemara, Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. Amar Menashe Bezvid, Amar Rav, Loi Shana, Elda Mishar Ze Oila. Inamish Amishar Ze Olai Oila. In these cases, as we've been learning, there was no achrayis, and therefore if something happens to the animal, technically his obligation ends. Aval, if the way he articulated his obligation was by saying, Shar Ze V'dom of Olai Oila, so now he accepted a chrayis, and if something happens to the animal, it has to be replaced, the way he said. Says the Mishnah, if somebody said, one of my kvasim should be hegdish, or somebody said, echem eshvare hegdish, one of my oxen should be a hegdish, and he has two animals, hagol shman hegdish, then we say the bigger one is hegdish, because the Mishnah is teaching us that a magdish, Ba'ayin Yofu Magdish. When somebody is Magdish, he's Magdish generously. Being Magdish generously means that he meant to give the better one. Continues the Mishnah. If, however, we have a situation where the person said Purashti, identified one animal should be Hegdish. However, Veni Dei Masha Purashti, I don't recall. I Amali Abba, my father, told me before my father passed away that one of these animals is hegdish, but I don't recall which was the animal he said is hegdish. Any day, ma, the halacha is hagolish ben hegdish, and the reason is because the Torah, when it speaks about bringing a carbon, says mimifchan derechem, which the Gemara often explains mimufchar. It should be the best. So there's a fair assumption that the animal that was designated was the best one, and that's what. Is the assumption is the hegdish animal. Alma, says the Gemara, as we explained, the premise of our Mishnah is that Magdish ben Yofa Magdish. Ask the Gemara, Ema Seifa, let's continue learning the Mishnah. If there were three animal, Habineini should be hegdish. The middle one is the one that's hegdish. Alma, if that's the halacha, isn't this a proof, ask the Gemara, the Magdish ben Ra Magdish, that you give, that's the Ein Ra is the one that you Magdish. The one that's Magdish is Magdish Ein Ra. So why, but we are saying that our Mishnah says that the one that's Magdish is Magdish Ben Yofa. Says the Gemara, Amishmul, what's meant in this brisa to say is choshishin afal benayni, that it's not to say that the big one is not hegdish. We're saying that both the big one and the middle one will be hegdish. Why? Because the benayni also is a representation of Ayin Yafa. Why is it a representation of Ayin Yafa? Because Lagaba Kotten Yayin Yafa Hu. Because if we compare it to the second, to the smallest one, it's better. And therefore we have to be concerned that perhaps the second one is the Ayin Yafa, or perhaps the third one is Ayin Yafa. So exactly what should be done under these circumstances? Heichi Ovid, what should be done under these circumstances? Amar Chiya Bar Rebbe, Mamtam Loi Achi Yumam, we wait till the Beinoni becomes about Mum. Machalei Kedushasa Begadol. What he does is he redeems it on the big one, and the middle one becomes Chulin. So now let's think about it. If that was the animal that I meant, so it became about Mum, I can't put it on the Mizbeach, and therefore I redeem it for the big one. If I didn't mean it, so it was never Hegdish, and therefore I only have to bring the big one that was always Hegdish from the first place. It says the Gemara, Amram Nachman, Amram Babavua, Loi Shanu, this halacha that we're concerned that both the Beinoni and the big one are Hegdish, El Da'ama Ech Mishvare Hegdish. When he said, one of my animals should be Hegdish. Aval Amma Shor Bishvare Hegdish. If the way he expressed himself was by saying Shor Bishvare Hegdish, there the halacha is Hagol Shben Hegdish, then only the godless Hegdish. Because this type of statement meant Tor B'Toroi Kamar, the best of my animals should be Hegdish. Ask the Gemara, any, is that true? V'am Rav Huna Bachiyah, B'Shmei Dula, Ham Oim B'L'Chaveroi, Beis B'Beisei, Ani Moich Alach, I'm selling you Beis B'Beisei, the Alach is Mareu Aliyah. He could show him the upper floor house, and Lab Shem Degriya. Says the Gemara, because people prefer to live on the lower floor than the upper floor, you have to climb up the stairs. And therefore we say that when he tried to sell, he meant not to sell the best, even though he used these wordings, he meant to sell the worst. Says the Gemara, Loi. When he shows him the Aliyah, it doesn't mean they shows him the upper floor, which as we're explaining now, the upper floor is actually not so great. What it meant, what the Bryce means to say was, he sells him a mulush about him, he has to offer him his best house, best apartment. Meisvei, Ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, if somebody said, Shor b'shvare hegdish, v'kein shor shal hegdish nus'avr b'cheirim, you have a shor that's hegdish that got mixed up with other animals. The halacha is, ha'gol shven hegdish. V'kulam, but the other animals, yimachu tzarchi oilus. There's still a question of every animal, that animal might be the carbon oilah, and therefore sell them all to people who have to bring a carbon oilah. But the mayim, you could use their money, that money, the proceeds, l'chulam. But what do we see from here? That we are not absolutely certain that that just the best animal was the one that it was Magdish. But our Gemara is saying now that if somebody said Shor B'Shvarai, he certainly means the best animal, because that's what people always mean. Says the Gemara, Tergema, the case here is Ashor Shal Hagdish and Sar B'Cherim. It's not talking about the first case. In the first case, when a person said Shor B'Shvarai, we say he means the best animal. Here we're talking about the second case where animal Hegdish got mixed up with other animals. We don't know which is the Hegdish animal. Since we do not know which is the Hegdish animal, this is what we did. Says the Mavar Kain Kamar, the Bryce of a Kain, that both cases have the same halacha. Even the case where I designate an animal, we don't necessarily automatically assume that I meant the best one. Says the Gemara, the Kain is going a Godel. When the Brisa said Cain, it's talking about with somebody that gave the best animal for Hegdish and now got mixed up. There we have this concern, but not regarding the case of that case is the same, but not regarding Shor B'Shvari. Meisvei asked him another question. If somebody said, a seller says to a buyer, Bais v'bais and the Meichelach, I sold you a home amongst my house, Nofel. And now one of his houses collapsed. The seller, Mareu Nofel, he He says, the house that I sold you, the house that collapsed is the house that is the one I sold. And now it's your loss. Or if somebody says, Eved Ba'avdei Ani Meichelach, I sold you one of my servants and then one died. Mareya Mace, he says, the one that died is the one that I sold you. For my, ask the Gemara, why do we just follow this type of an approach? Why don't we do Lechsi Haidai Neifel? Let's see which is the house that fell. Because he said, bias Babesi, the way we're learning now, it means he sold the best house. So let's see, is this house that fell, that collapsed, the best house? And the same, if he said Shabbishvare, he certainly meant the best Eved. And let's look at which Eved was the Eved that died. Vadai, nice. So as the Gemara, Lekaya Kamrit, you're asking a question from a buy-sell situation. It's not similar to what we're talking about. Because Shana Lekayach, the Yad Baal Shtal HaTachtona. When we have a buyer and a seller, there it's a whole different concept. And it goes back to discussion that we had in our previous year. Here, we say HaMotzi Mechavera Olav Araya, and therefore, that's the basis for Yad Baal Shtar Al Tachtoina, is because of HaMotzi Mechavera Olav Araya. And as we quoted Rabbi Chanan Zatzal, who differentiates when there is a dispute between people, that there we say Yad Baal Shtar Al Tachtoina, HaMotzi Mechavera Olav Araya, versus a situation when we're speaking with Hegdish, when we're speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't say this. Says the Gemara, Hash the Dosis Lahachi. Now that we've come to this conclusion, a few tema where somebody said Aliyah, he meant Aliyah the Gria. We asked when he said, I'm selling you an Aliyah, what is meant? There we're talking about a seller buyer, says the Gemara. There we apply the concept of the Yad Baal Shtar Al Tachtoina. It's not to be connected to the situation that we're discussing by Hegdish, that there we say Hamagdish by Anyofa Humagdish.